KFIZ News Time 1039 is Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday. Spending some more time talking with third-party candidate, independent candidate running for Governor Jess Heisel. He's running for governor in 2022 here in Wisconsin. And again, if you have a question for Jess, be happy to take those via email. You could send those to my email, Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at KFIZ.com. Just make sure you put your name and where you're from as part of the question so we can get your questions right on the air. A few more minutes here with Jess on a Thursday. Jess, thanks for sticking around during the news. We just got some background of you and why you're running and some of the key, I guess, generalities as to what your viewpoint is from an independent candidate perspective. But I wanted to talk about a few of the issues that are probably near and dear to us here in Wisconsin. And one of those, obviously, is education. Just looking at some materials you gave us here, says that you support public schools. Tell us kind of your thoughts on schools and school funding and education and how you'd work to improve that if you are to be elected governor here in Wisconsin.
You bet. Yeah, public schools, very important. I look at how much kids in districts. We have 421 districts. Serves about 860,000 kids, and we have a 5.8 million population. So a big chunk of that is our children in making our generations better. And public schools need that assistance. So I started looking at differences between private and public schools, and I have nothing against private schools. I really don't. The vouchers, I think that's great because we pay roughly $12,000 to $14,000 per kid for going to a public school. Well, if the parents aren't going to use the public schools and they want to, you know, go to a private school or whatever, by all means, take a voucher. My issue with that, though, is private schools are also getting, it was in the 19 to 21 budget. I don't know what it is this budget, but they were getting $350 million. So not only were they getting state funding for the schools, but they're also getting the vouchers. And that's double dipping, right? So the public schools aren't getting that. So what I would like to do is take that $350 million, move it back over to our public schools that just put it in the special education portion. If we can fund that special education portion, because those are higher costs, right? They have smaller class sizes, more transportation, things like that. If we can do that, then it's going to solve roughly about 70% of our referendums here across the state. Because our referendums still they're happening. Communities, municipalities are still going back and saying we need more money for the schools. So this is to help them out. And through, probably about 12 years now, they really haven't increased the school funding. In reality, that's what's happening. I know there's some tricks in this last one that they put for the schools. They said, yeah, we're increasing it. It's not a straight-up give-you-money-here type of thing. So once that money comes over, by all means, then we have to look at the quality of the education and help starting to support that. I know Milwaukee County, Brown County, I think it was, the other one was Menominee, I think it was. They have a 20% literacy rate in that county. And I think that's horrible. One out of five kids can't read. We have to start addressing that stuff. We can't ignore that. Rural schools doing good. They're right around the 7%, 5 to 7%, kind of depends on where you're at. They're doing good. So we have to focus on our low-hanging fruit right there and start working with them. The Bucks, the Brewers, the Madison Mallards, Packers. I want them to start visiting these schools, right? Because, number one, they get funding for those organizations. They get state money. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the requirements they should have to do for that, start visiting these schools. Start showing them that we care, that we're not going to forget about them. And then work with the teachers at the same time. Be like, what do you need? Do you need more parent involvement? Do you need, I don't want to say funding, because once we transfer that over, we're going to kind of see where we stand. And how can we support them to make sure that we get quality education? So for public schools, absolutely. There's a huge portion that we have got to stand by and make our youth better than we are. We can't ignore it. We have to support our kids.
Small business has been a topic of conversation. It always is, obviously, but especially with COVID and COVID response and now recovery from COVID, although we are in a surge, obviously, right now. But with all the shutdowns and everything, we know that definitely impacted small business not obviously all across the country, but especially here in Wisconsin, and there's still that worker shortage issue. If you're elected as a third party candidate for governor, your take on small business and how do you help?
Oh yeah, they've been devastated. I've been touring around Wisconsin and just seeing those empty shops right now. It's kind of scary. It truly is. Huge buildings empty. Nobody's helped. The now hiring signs that are everywhere. Small business needs help. And we are, I was talking about some of the worst things. In Wisconsin, we are the worst in the nation, out of our states, that has the income inequalities. And we have to address that. And small business is the one that's going to help that. We can do the tax incentives, the grants, the loans. I really like the technology development loans or the grants. Epic is an example. They started really small, smaller, I want to say right around 50 people when they started, and I think they have, 12,000 employees right now. They're huge. They're helping out through the technology of in the health industry. And that's what we need. Our world's changing. We're getting more advanced, and we want to stay on top of that. Wisconsin needs to be better with that, with the industry. Foxconn, for example, that was, I think, a very poor investment. That was never going to work. Those LCD screens that they were making there can be made overseas so cheap. And, of course, we have higher transportation costs. So we have to be smart about our investments and put them in the right place. To solve the income inequalities, it's small business. And that's what's going to help rural Wisconsin. The big business right now made some pretty good money during COVID. I mean, your Amazons, your Walmarts, your Targets, those companies did really good. And some of them, I don't know if those three, but I know some of them made about 15% profit just with their CEOs taking on raises. We're going the wrong direction. And I believe in a trickle-up effect. Trickle-down's not working. It's not coming down. So helping out the small businesses, stimulating them, is going to, number one, fix the inequalities and build up our entire economy through the trickle-up effect. The majority of our poor people will not leave Wisconsin. That money will stay local. And that's what we have to support. And tourism would be a great way, helping that out as well. We have roughly about 200,000 workers here in Wisconsin just for tourism. I want to say about $22 billion impact on our state just for the tourism. It's huge. Wisconsin's beautiful. And people from all over the country come up here. And with all the jobs that tourism supports too, fix that. And obviously fix our roads too at the same time. So, tourists kind of want to come here. That small business is huge. And we have got to get back to supporting them.
Jess, there's a lot of issues we could chat about, but one I know you were telling me off the air that you've got a lot of questions about is COVID response. And obviously we all went through last year and the last year and a half, and here we are sitting August of 2021 with a surge in cases, but due to kind of that divide, obviously, and one party versus the other party, there's been some restrictions on what can and can't be done because of bills passed. And now we're seeing news that there's going to be at least an attempt to limit what the UW system can do and have their students do and say and stuff like that. And just a general question about response to crises. If you're elected governor in 2022 as a third-party candidate, and this kind of goes back to our previous block of talk about working as a third-party candidate versus and with the Democrats and Republicans, how do you improve the messaging? How do you improve the communication? How do you improve the actions when it comes to responding to a crisis like COVID or another crisis that the state might face?
Yeah, one of the most questions, probably most question I get when I'm out talking to people. At the start of this, I would have put people on TV once a week. Maybe make a Friday at 5 o'clock for an hour long and have people, your experts, your scientists, get together and talk about what's actually happened. I think I don't know if it's misinformation or not enough information, but we've lost trust in science and what is out there in some of the messaging. And we've got to get back to actually doing the right thing and saying the right thing. And we're not. We're absolutely not. We live in rural America right here in Spring Green, and we don't really have a lot of infection rates around here. So masks, yeah, they're not really worn. And we have to let the people be free yet. I know a vaccine's another question. We're about 50% here in Wisconsin, and we've stopped. And I look at it as the vaccines are being pushed so hard to people, and I don't think there's enough out there yet. And this is another place where I would have addressed it, getting the right people up on the TV on both sides and having them talk about it. It's hard for people to find information. I do not agree with the, COVID is nasty. It really is. I remember when I had it, I was down for about a week. So you're elderly, you're immune compromised. By all means, I do encourage that. But now everybody, there's so much negativity against it that we have to either address it or talk to the people to figure out, you know, do you need it type of thing? But if people don't want it, it's a choice. It truly is. And I know people are against that statement, but it's truly is. I'm 44 years old. I eat healthy. I work out. I don't need it. The World Health Organization just came out, I think it was yesterday too, that said they would like to hold off on the booster shots for some countries because some of the countries around the world, they're not even at 10% yet. Some of them haven't even got it. So they're trying other options to try to help their people out. In the Air Force, when I was traveling around to all these other countries, they need help. They seriously need help. I think we're at about 350 million vaccines here just in the U.S. I think the World Health Organization through COVAX was right around 110 million. So, and that's the World Health Organization. They need that help, and they can't get the vaccines to help other countries. And this is where those immune compromised in those areas or the elderly, they need that help. So as for me, no, I'm young enough that I'm going to be just fine. And I feel like I have the antibodies now. Somebody was reading an article or a Facebook post. And somebody was promoting antibody tests. I said, well, that would be a good idea. You know, find out, you know, if people had it and what their status is, you know, if they're healthy. Stuff like that would help out. And I think people would be more inclined to do antibody tests to see where they're at. Did you have it already? Do you need some type of protection? So did I answer your question? I was kind of jumping to different spots on that one.
You did. And I think, you know, that's something we've heard a lot about is the misinformation or disinformation throughout this whole pandemic and even, you know, on non-pandemic topics. And what you said certainly, I think, would make sense to a lot of folks. And that's something we try to do here at the station through talking to folks like you, hearing things from all sides of the coin. And a simple step like that, you know, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say, you know, presenting all the information that's out there, presenting multiple viewpoints and allowing people to make a choice. I think that's definitely at least in my humble opinion, probably a step in the right direction because there's so much, you know, this side, and very little middle ground, right?
I just wish there was trust back in science. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to get out there that I don't think are. And I wish we could all be human again and be able to talk about this. But the fighting between it, I feel like they're almost trying to divide it again. And this where, you know, the CRT, the critical race theory that comes down and the boys playing girls sports. Some of these issues go from state to state to state. And there's organizations that will actually take some of these issues around the country. And it's almost like they're already trying to create that division mm-hmm. and trying to keep people fighting against each other. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of fighting with families and friends and communities. And we need to get back to what's right. Present the information so people can have that choice, can think. We're smart here in Wisconsin. We need to give everybody everything that we can to make the right choice.
Jess, we're short on time. For people who want to learn more about you, they want to reach out, they want to ask questions of you independently, how can they get in touch and find out more?
I would love it. Please check out my website at Jess Heisel, H-I-S-E-L. So Jess Heisel, the number 4 in Governor. That's right, .com. So Jess Heisel for Governor. And I have a Facebook page out there, too. You can link to it from my website, and you can follow me there. I'm doing some posts on there. And a few other social medias, but you know what? There's so many social medias out there. I'm doing my best to stay on top of them. And the messaging that comes in, give me a day or two to reply back. I'm getting busier, just going around and talking to people, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The people are frustrated, and they're supporting third parties in independence because they've had enough as well.
Jess, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again as 2022 draws closer.
Spencer, thank you so much. Can't thank you enough.